Let's move to 962.
Appoint Jeff Buckrock to the Planning and Sustainability Commission for a term to expire January 14, 2017.
Pleased to welcome Jeff here today. Many of you know him already. He's a longtime Portland resident, land use attorney, also a well-known advocate for affordable housing. He and I have known each other in a couple of capacities for longer than either of us will admit. He served 9 years on the Board of Commissioners for the Housing Authority of Portland, now Home Forward, including 3 years as chair. Former board member of REACH. In fact, he was the chair, or he was on the board when I was on the board a long time ago. Currently serves on Central City Concerns Real Estate Committee, and he practices law. He has experience with a wide variety of land use and development and real estate issues, and we think he will make an excellent addition to the Planning and Sustainability Commission, the toughest volunteer job in the city. Catherine, our vice chair, is here as well, and she can attest to the hours put in. So he knows what he's in for, but he's still here, and we appreciate it. Wanted to see if anyone have any questions for Jeff.
You know, Mayor, when I first heard about the application, my initial reaction was pretty negative because I served with Jeff on the Home Forward Board, now Home Forward, then Housing Authority of Portland, and I was thinking about the qualities I would use to describe him at this hearing. And they are as follows. He was often a contrarian. He was very independent-minded. He frequently disagreed with staff. He was usually the smartest guy on the panel and always the best prepared. And very rarely he was cranky. And the more I thought about it, I thought he is the perfect person to appoint to this board, because what we want is someone to filter all the information that comes to us and to always be independent in their thinking. And I know Jeff to be fearless. And as you noted, Charlie, he was and continues to be a fearless advocate for low-income families and affordable housing. And he's a person of very strong values and principles. And what I love about Jeff is that it's because of his strong principles that he is often someone asking the questions that no one else is willing to ask in Portland polite. And that's what I think makes him an invaluable board member. So I applaud this nomination.
Thank you. Jeff, welcome.
Mayor House, thank you, commissioners. And I'm going to not respond to anything Nick said, even the negative comments. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate that. And I did serve on the Housing Authority with Nick. I would say he might have been my second favorite commissioner, of course, after Gretchen, who I served with for 3 years, and that was a delightful experience as well. Mayor Harrells, everybody, thank you for this opportunity. As you said, I served 9 years on the Housing Authority. I hope I added a modest amount of value to that enterprise, and I hope I can do the same on the Planning Commission. So thank you again for the opportunity to serve.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Any other questions? If not, I'd like to hear a motion for the options report.
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call.
I didn't have a sign-up sheet for this.
Oh, sorry. We don't normally take testimony on those, so I blew right past it. Anyone want to speak other than Jeff in his own defense? Okay. Roll call, please.
Saltzman?
Well, thank you, Jeff, for agreeing to do this. As the mayor said, this is a very demanding assignment, and we appreciate the quality of the work the Planning and Sustainability Commission does for us, and confident you can maintain those high standards. So please to vote aye.
Novick.
Thank you very much for your willingness to do this. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you. Aye.
Fish.
I'm just thrilled. Jeff was a MVP on the Home Forward Board, and he is a really wonderful example of an engaged citizen. And I think we're lucky that he's willing to throw his lot with this very challenging assignment. Aye.
Hales.
I love ocean sailing, and when you do that, you have a crew, and you sign up for watches. And sometimes you get a good watch, and sometimes you don't. Sometimes the wind's blowing the right way, sometimes the sun's shining, sometimes not. But you don't know, of course, when you sign up for watches the next day, what the weather's going to be like at 2 o'clock in the morning. But Jeff knows what he's in for in signing up for this watch, because the city of Portland is growing, and we're under great stress because of that growth, and that stress will continue. And we have a chance with the revision and readoption of our comprehensive plan to get it right for the next 50 years at a time of great change. So you were signing up for the storm watch, and I appreciate you doing that with your eyes open, and appreciate your service very much. Aye. Thanks, Jeff.